Bucks Uncensored is brought to you by Bricado's Sandwich Shop, 5021 East Columbus Drive in Ybor City, home of the best devil crabs in town. When you go by there, and I know you will, don't forget to try that devil crab. Bucks Uncensored is also brought to you by Sports Legends Bar and Grill, home of one of the best draft parties this area, Tampa Bay, has ever seen. We took the roof off that mother. Phenomenal food. It's all fresh, and it's the only place in Tampa where you can eat like a legend and drink like a champ. It's at the corner of US 19 and Drew in Clearwater. Sports Legends Bar and Grill, where you can eat like a legend.
Bucks Uncensored.
I'm tired of getting disrespected. I'm tired of low expectations. I know what we're about. I know what we're about. I know how great we are. Let's keep stacking them W's and let's do it as a family.
More heartbeat. Let's get it.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers select O.J. Yeah!
What's my name?
Jason!
Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason! Jason!
Right back into this. Speak softly, carry a big mother...
Take our big motherfucking stick and attack this fucking week. Let's go. Feeling good, man. We're already halfway through May. Couple months. Made reference to it. Saturday's podcast, Bucks Uncensored, training camp takeover, stick carrier day. Whew. Man, oh man, I got news for you. I think the folks inside One Buck Place are really looking forward to that. Because we're going to bring the energy, man. A lot of positive energy to training camp. You know the players are going to like it. All the negative bullshit that's been written about them, whether it's Jameis or Quan Alexander or whomever. Damn. You know they're going to love it. You know Dirk Cutter's going to fucking love it. Jason Light's going to love it. Because there's going to be hundreds of us that gather and enter training camp, taking over entire sections of bleachers, chanting and screaming and yelling an entire practice. But as I said, this podcast might be uncensored, but there will be kids there. So that will be a time to be censored. But we can be censored and have fun. We can be censored and be creative with what we yell as well. So that'll just be the start of the big, massive plans we have for this upcoming season. It's going to be so much fun. It's going to be so good. Cannot wait for it. I'm Justin Pulowski. I'm the commish. Okay. So some would say that Dirk Cutter is the godfather of this movement, the stick carrier movement. You can go ahead and call me the commish of this movement. It's an amazing transformation of Bucks fans being divided for all these years. A division that came, I think, from what had been spewed from the media. Bucks fans have never united like they've united over the last 6 months. And this is just the beginning. And I do speak to each and every one of you as the Facebook group page continues to grow, as Twitter followers change their profiles so that they include the hashtag stick carrier somewhere in their profile. And as you reach out to other Bucks fans, both within the Tampa Bay area, nationwide, and across the world. And I say across the world because we have plenty of people in Scotland, England, Ireland, Panama, all France. We have them all over Canada. I mean, Canada, come on. We know you're international, but come on, you're kind of close enough. Internationally, this podcast has exploded locally, nationally, internationally, to where we are growing in exponential numbers on a weekly basis. In a positive movement to where all Bucks fans can unify. The hardcore Bucks fans, Big Nasty himself, asked permission to join this stick carrier movement. Of course we want Big Nasty. We want hardcore Bucks fans. We want Bucks fans that want the same thing the rest of us want. Success. And when the team gives us something to be critical about, we'll criticize them for that. When the team gives us something to be positive about, we're going to celebrate that. No, we're not going to just be negative to be negative. And we're not going to just see things through pewter and red colored glasses. This is a real movement of real people, educated people, very intelligent people. Unlike the people that some in the Bucks media say are part of this movement. That's right. I don't know this guy. I'm not even going to mention his name. I did post his tweet on the Bucks Uncensored Stick Carrier Facebook group page. You just search for Stick Carrier and you can be part of that. I don't know who this guy is. He's got less than 1,000 followers on Twitter, but apparently he works for Spectrum Sports, which is, I guess it used to be Bright House Sports Network. Maybe he's the guy that replaced Rock Riley. Brilliant. Brilliant choice. Spectrum. This guy said that really the followers of this movement, the stick carrier movement, were uneducated. Tweeting to Tom Jones. We'll talk about Tom Jones in a moment. He said, haters gone hate. G-O-apostrophe-N, clever. You must need a college degree to tweet like that. Haters gone hate, they don't get it. Uneducated people. Okay. A clear shot at each and every one of you. Now I know, after talking to several of you, that a majority of you, quite honestly, probably about 90 to 95% of you, make a better living than most of the people that cover the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And I also know from speaking to many of you that many of you, if not, I don't want to say everyone, but a majority of you are college graduates. That would make you educated, not uneducated. And for a failing TV station in Spectrum Sports, formerly Bright House Sports Network, to have one of their anchors call a growing and already a massive group, but a continually growing group of Bucks fans, uneducated. Spectrum, hello. Probably not the best move for you. Not sure how much lower your ratings could get, but probably not going to help things. Because I don't even know who this guy is, and I never even really watched the station. But now I'm definitely not going to. Because apparently I'm not smart enough to watch Spectrum Sports, whatever channel that is. So that's one aspect. On to Tom Jones. Now I'm not going to do what everyone thinks I'm going to do, which is what probably most of you have been saying, either to him, about him, or maybe even on some Bucks takes coming up. And that is four words. Fuck you, Tom Jones. I'm not going to say that. I don't need to say that. I don't want to say that. Instead, I'm going to say, thank you, Tom Jones. I thought what Tom Jones wrote in his column on Saturday was absolutely brilliant. It was perfect. There has never been a piece written or something said that has brought more justification and has made our movement more concrete than what Tom Jones wrote on Saturday. It was exactly what I've been talking about. It was exactly what we've been talking about. There was absolutely no reason, zero reason, other than what people had been saying on this podcast to write a column like that. Zero reason. Middle of May? Mother's Day weekend? Shit going on everywhere in sports. And we're going to write a column about how Bucks fans need to pump the brakes on the bandwagon and then misspell brakes in the tweet? You made my day. You made my day. Our Twitter, the Facebook followers went up more than 20% when you posted that. I mean, you were doing that to help us, right? Yes. Yes. I mean, nobody could write that being serious, right? Tom, you weren't writing that being serious. This is my opinion, and I'm going to write it down. You couldn't have been serious about that. Because it just went exactly with what we had been saying before. You pretty much just played right into the hands of the stick carriers, which is brilliant for us. Thank you. It's just bringing more awareness to what's happening right now. As the fans are uniting against the media, it's really fun to watch and witness all this. And know that this podcast just started out as a hobby for me. Doing pretty well in my other career. So let me just talk to Bucks fans in an uncensored manner. And now it's turning into an all out civil war. Whoa. I did not read the article. I think I bought one newspaper in the last 4 years, and I don't even think I read that one. It's literally in my garage, and I use two pages each time I go to grill, to start my grill. That's what it's good for. So I have no idea what he wrote in it. I can only imagine. I do know that he wrote something about Quan Alexander, because Quan Alexander had to ask the question, who in the hell is Tom Jones? Just think about this for a moment. Think about the two media members that we've identified over the last couple of weeks. Scott Reynolds and his hit piece on Ira Kaufman. Tom Jones and his hit piece on Jameis Winston that was before. And now Tom Jones, his hit piece on Bucks fans needing to pump the brakes on the bandwagon. Let me throw some cold water on you. Why are you excited? It's the middle of fucking May. Who the fuck cares if they're excited or not? Fuck. I mean, look at the last decade. It's okay. And this is why, and I know you're all listening, okay? I know you're all there in the Bucks media room listening. This is why the Buccaneers love this podcast, okay? Because we are excited about their team, okay? What this movement, not this podcast, what this movement has done has created such a buzz and such an excitement about the team that your bullshit fucking columns that are going to try and pour water on the heads of these fans so that they won't, they're not standing for it anymore. They're not going to listen to it anymore. They're just not going to click, or not going to turn on the radio station, or not going to turn on the TV show. They're just not going to do it anymore. There's plenty of other outlets for them, this being one. So in the middle of May, if you're a Bucks fan and you want to get excited over what was one of the best off seasons the organization has ever had, you know what? You fucking do it. This is America, man. You can do whatever the fuck you want. You can be excited. It's the land of the free. Don't let somebody tell you you can't be, or you should pump the brakes, B-R-E-A-K-S. What the fuck is that? It's B-R-A-K-E-S. Who is running the Twitter account at the Tampa Bay Times? A reputable newspaper. Really? You should know the difference then between breaking something and pumping brakes. Fuck. Unbelievable. Scott Reynolds' hit piece on Ira Kaufman was the week of the draft. The week of the draft? I've talked about this, but it's like you couldn't come up with something better to write about the week of the draft? And then we're in the middle of May. Everything's come to an end. The Bucks have a great offseason. They keep Mike Smith as defensive coordinator. They go out in free agency. They don't overspend, but they get key players that are going to come in at key positions. Wide receiver, defensive tackle, safety. They brought competition in for their kicker. Then they go into the draft and they get a top five talent at 19 in O.J. Howard. We talked about Chris Godwin. We talked about the safety Evans. You know, they really actually had a damn good draft. And in a draft that was very deep at running back, they still ended up getting one late in the fifth round in McNichols. And the offseason's not even over yet. It's not over yet. Things can still happen. So the Bucks have a great offseason. And it's funny, because as Miko Grimes said on this podcast a week ago, isn't it ironic that the Bucks front office, they're just not leaking anything to the media. Nothing. And when that happens, and this is coming from a player's wife now, okay, and she knows, she talks to Brent and talks to the other players, there's a respect factor now. that they know your front, because Mark Dominic and his front office leaked shit to the media all the time. And maybe that was the big turning point for this franchise when Jason Light took over and said, enough. That shit's not going to fly. The national media breaks all Bucks news. That's how it's been for the last 3 years. I mean, I can't think of one major Bucks story, signing or anything, over the last 3 years that was not broken by the national media first. That there's a strategy there. Who do you think is leaking it to the national media? The people in the know inside One Buck Place. So when you're not breaking stories, you got to do something to get clicks. So middle of May, let's rile up the stick carrier and then be like, I don't even know what that is. Bull fucking shit. Because y'all talk about it in the Bucks media room. I've got eyes and ears everywhere. Be careful. Be careful who you talk to. And it's not just Lee and Steve, a Joe Bucks fan. Well, of course they're going to tell me. And of course Ira's going to tell me. There's others. And then to say, what are you talking about? I don't know anything about this movement. Right. Right. Folks, they were playing videos from the draft party in the media room, and they were watching all of our videos. Jealous, not only that they couldn't be there, but jealous because look at what's happened. Look at what we've all accomplished together in such a short time. Something that's going to continue to grow. Something with events for training camp, for away games, for home games, next year's draft party. There's no stopping it now. It's going to continue to grow. It's going to become a massive following for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And the Bucks, why wouldn't you be 100% behind this? These are your customers. Most likely, these are going to be your lifelong customers. The folks that are going to be part of this movement. Do we want to be better partners with people that are just going to write bullshit negative articles in mid-May? Or do we want to do what we can to keep our customers happy? That's not for me to decide. But I'm pretty sure they've already made their decision. So anyway, back to the main topic. Thank you, Tom Jones. Thank you for putting the stick carriers on the map. Thank you for boosting the following by more than 20%. Thank you for proving us right with the article. Whether you believe it or not, it still proved us right. And I guess that's it. I'm just pretty pumped up, man. I know a lot of you were pissed off. Don't be pissed off. There's nothing to be pissed off about. It's one person's opinion. So I'm not, listen, if that's truly his opinion, if it's truly his opinion, then we can't get mad at him. It's just his opinion. I guess that's what a columnist is supposed to be, supposed to do. Be honest and truthful and share their opinion. That's fine. You don't have to click on it. I mean, I'm sure there was some strategy there. Hey, let's be negative and Bucks fans will click on it. And maybe, Tom, maybe you got a shitload of clicks, man. Good for you. Good for you. I mean, you got to do what you got to do, right? But I just can't do it anymore. I'm not going to click on it. I'm not going to read it. I'm not going to buy into that negativity. You know, it took me maybe a couple of years removed to get it out of my system, and I just have no interest in it anymore. I want real. I want authentic. I just can't buy it. Just can't buy that anymore. So y'all can get your panties up in a bunch. That's fine. And it's really not Tom. I'm talking about the others. I have said numerous times, Tom and I like Tom Jones. He's a nice person. I don't agree with his columns. I didn't agree with the Jameis Winston one at all. And that is really, you know, he can be mad at me all he wants, but he wrote the article about Jameis Winston and that got such a negative reaction from people that listen to this podcast that's really what started this whole thing. And then Scott Reynolds' attack on Ira Kaufman got both of them. And, you know, the people that follow this podcast, the stick carriers, they're a rabid faction of the Bucks fan base. They're a little more extreme than others. That's probably why they listen to this podcast. Not that they're uneducated, just a little extreme. They're a little out there, man. And so they were already pissed at you before. Well, they're a little more pissed at you now. And quite frankly, middle of May, I don't blame them.
Bucks Uncensored.
Girls, what y'all trying to do? 24 karat magic in the air. Hit the joke so clear. Look out. Pop, pop, it's showtime. 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 Guess who's back again? Oh, they don't know. Downtown. Oh, they don't know. Downtown. I bet they know as soon as we walk in.
All right. We got Bucks takes to get to. This is Bucks Uncensored. Three times a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays. JoeBucksFan.com first thing in the morning. And then at noon, if you do subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, you can have the latest edition of Bucks Uncensored downloaded directly to your mobile device. Bucks Takes coming up here in just a moment. And I also want to remind you to sign up for that Facebook page, the group page that we had been telling you about. Search for Stick Carrier, Stick Carriers there on Facebook. It's the first one. Click on it. Join. It's a closed group. You have to request to get into the group. That request will come directly to me. I am the only admin for the group. And I will accept you. I will let you in. I just want to make sure that it's still an exclusive group. Anyone can get in, but I don't want anyone on the outside to be able to see what's going on the inside, if you know what I mean. All right, a lot of Bucks takes to get to. A lot of people frustrated with Tom Jones. Not as many, though. I have a feeling that Wednesday's podcast is going to be... It's usually one podcast behind, especially since that happened on the weekend. So Wednesdays could be a little graphic. Not saying I'm asking for it. I'm just saying it could be coming. One guy I know is always fired up. He resides in section 119. It's our buddy Alan. Hey, Alan. Let's see if, are the guys from 119, are you guys making the trek down to Miami for the first game of the season?
Commish, Alan 119. All right, let's do this, Buck fans. Invasion South Beach. We're hitting it. We're hitting them hard. Let's do it. We're going to let you guys know where Section 119 is going to be in Miami. We're going to be there. We're going to be loud. We're going to stand on all downs. We don't give a fuck because we're going to be in Miami. We're going to squish the fish, like the other guy said. We're going to get them. I guess we'll do something like we did with the La Quinta. We'll find a hotel nearby the stadium. We'll all party it up. We'll get a tailgate going. It's going to be the Bucks Uncensored Invasion of Miami. So as soon as we get our tickets, we'll get back on here and let you guys know where we're going to be at in Miami. So speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Okay, we'll do that. Thank you. Good one there, Alan. And, yeah, I will actually be hosting or part of a massive blowout watch party in Tampa, somewhere in the Tampa Bay area. Don't want to give out the location yet. But we're going to do a watch party in the Tampa Bay area. I've been asked to be a part of that, so I won't make the trek down to Miami. But if the boys from 119 want to coordinate that and y'all go and do a Bucks Uncensored stick carrier road trip down to Miami, I'll just expect a lot of good video sent my way, and we'll make sure it's all posted there on the Facebook page as well, and maybe we'll even get you guys on Facebook Live there on the stick carrier Facebook page. Also, so good one, Alan, and yeah, we'll make sure we coordinate that. Still got some time to coordinate that, so that'll be good. Let's see. Ooh, one more thing. At the conclusion of this podcast, my buddy Johnny B, you guys know him, 102.5 The Bone, hosts BDRS at nighttime, also has the Johnny B Show on Saturdays, did a segment on Saturday where it was about a 15-minute just beating of Tom Jones. Didn't say Tom Jones' name, though, so I'll give him credit for that. But Johnny B, 102.5 The Bone, I'm going to replay that entire segment at the conclusion of this podcast. So just know that I'll probably end, and then you'll have another 15 minutes to go. It's like a bonus track to a CD, if you kids remember what a CD is, which you probably don't. Brian's up next. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Justin, Brian from California, man. I have not seen or heard or, well, I mean, that's a lie. I have heard all the Bucks Uncensored podcasts, but I have not sent anything in because of fucking school. School has swamped me, Justin. I feel like Gosser Shirless was my man to protect me from all these fucking tests I have to be taking. I think his fucking ass got blown out. But besides that, man, the draft, I didn't really get to say much about the draft. I just want to say, Justin, I'm a bit disappointed we didn't get Buda Baker. I like that man so much in the second round. But you know what? Light for president, man. I like this fucking draft class. The fucking from round 1 to 7, I think, Justin, we got players that we should not have gotten. I don't know how the fuck O.J. Howard got to 19. I don't know how the fuck we got... You know, I'm not even going to try to pronounce his name from USC in the 7th round, right? I mean, I've heard everyone try to say his name and it baffles me how to say that name. But, you know, I'm excited, Justin. I'm very, very excited. I want to touch up on what Lou had to say about the media members from on Monday's podcast. You know, there's a lot of these fucking dorks, these fucking twerps, snakes in the fucking grass, I like to call them, that are trying to bring you down in this fucking community down, Justin, because either they're jealous that they don't have it, or aren't you, Justin, particularly, or they're just really mad that, you know, this underground rise of this Bucks Uncensored podcast is eventually going to overshadow their shitty fucking work that they call journalism. So fuck you, Tom Jones, and fuck your stupid columns, you fuck. But besides that, I want to end this with a good note. Tyrell, your take on Monday, you know, it got to me, man. I'm the son of a biracial couple, and I know... I know, I see, and I've seen, and I know the pain and struggle that that you have to, you might have to endure. And I want to tell you, Tyrell, stay strong. I'm here for you, dude. If you want to, you know, message me on Twitter. My Twitter is the real B Gannon, GANNON, and I'll gladly talk to you, man. But besides that, Justin, I'm out. I'll see you guys later, like in 4 or 5 more weeks. Whoa. Out.
All right, Brian. We'll see you in 4 or 5 more weeks. It's a long time. I don't even know if this podcast will still be going on in 4 or 5. No, it will be. Yeah. Let's go to Jorge's up. Hey, Jorge.
What's up, Commish? It's Jorge from Greenville SC. Fuck, man. I did it. I clicked on fucking Tom Jones' article. I knew it was going to be shit. I knew it was going to be a fucking shit story from a shit writer. And I did it because I had to see what kind of bullshit this motherfucker was up to. And, of course, I got through, like, half of it, skimmed, like, another quarter of it, and said, fuck the last quarter, because it was all shit. It was a shit article from a shit writer. And, really, like, I hadn't said fuck Tom Jones, because, you know, whatever, I'm not trying to give him too much credit, but fuck. After that article, like, fuck Tom Jones. Put the brakes on jumping on the bandwagon? No, fuck you, guy. This ain't a fucking bandwagon. Like, I don't know about y'all, but, I mean, I've been a fan for as long as I've known football, which maybe not, you know, since 5 years old, but, I mean, I always tell the story, my best friend beating the shit out of me with fucking Warren Sapp and Derek Brooks and Rondé Barber and John Lynch, Warwick Dunn, fucking Keyshawn Johnson, Keenan McCardell, and fucking Trent Dilfer in NFL Blitz for the 64. Like, fuck you, guy. Bandwagon my ass. Fuck you. Fuck you, Tom Jones. I just had to get that out. But, as always, Kamish, appreciate the podcast. Looking forward to getting down to Tampa and Clearwater, fucking Bricados and sports legends. And I have my birthday and my girlfriend's birthday coming up in July, so you know we're going to be ordering some B4. So, as always, appreciate the podcast. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick. Stick carrier out.
Ooh. I like everyone has their out cue, and his is stick carrier out. Kind of like that. B4 works. I had B4 on Friday night. Did a little karaoke Friday night. It was awesome. Had a great time. I won't go into any more detail. Luckily, I didn't post any videos of that, or those would have been watched, I'm sure, in the Bucks media room as well. But was up at about 6:30 the next morning, ready to go. Thank you, B4. It's what you drink before you drink to avoid that hangover the next morning. Available in ABC Liquors throughout the state of Florida and always available to the stick carriers nationwide. Not sure if it's international, though. Dave will let me know, though. Dave from B4 will let me know. But so not sure. Panama, over in Europe. We'll have to figure that out. But nationwide, drinkb4.com. You can have it shipped directly to your house. I know we've had some stick carriers tweet us pictures of them getting their B4. So that's always cool to see that, and always good to hear the success stories as well. It's, to me, quite amazing what it accomplishes. So B4.com or drinkb4.com, B4, what you drink before you drink at ABC Liquors. And also BigMFNStick.com. I know a lot of you have been asking about the Stick Carrier t-shirts, the Speak Softly t-shirts. Those are all there, all of the t-shirts. I think there's a mug, some other stuff there, if you want to jump on that. I'd love to have everyone wearing either a Stick Carrier shirt or a Speak Softly shirt when we do our training camp takeover. The training camp schedule hasn't come out, so we don't have a date yet. But go ahead and get your shirt now. BigMFNStick.com. BigMFNStick.com. Dom's up with us. Hey, Dom.
What's up, Justin? Dom from Virginia. Just want to talk about Tom Jones' fucking ass for a second. This motherfucker. I saw a screenshot someone took of his fucking bullshit article where he couldn't even spell the fucking word in the title right. Some guys. Quan Alexander is not some guy. The fuck you mean? He's our fucking heart of our defense. He's, as far as I'm concerned, he's a fucking elite middle linebacker. He got right that Levante's elite. I'll give him that. G-Mac's not a fucking elite defensive tackle, though. He's fucking good, but he's not fucking elite. And saying we just drafted some fucking guys. O.J. Howard isn't just some fucking guy. He's 6'6", 255 pounds of fucking badass football. Like, just, someone needs to shut that motherfucker up. He needs to stop fucking writing, and he just needs to go fuck himself. Shit pisses me the fuck off. Alright, speak softly, carry that big motherfucking stick, whack Tom Jones with your big motherfucking stick, and fire them fucking cannons.
Okay. We'll do that. We'll do that. Thanks, Dom. I got to meet Dom. He was down from Virginia. I was having a meeting at Sports Legends. He just happened to be at Sports Legends because he listened to the podcast and said, when I'm in Tampa, I'm going to Sports Legends. He was there for a late lunch, and I ran into him. So, Dom, it was awesome meeting you there, and I hope to see you the next time you're back down in Tampa. So good meeting you there. About 2 months ago it's been now since I ran into him. Delvin also wants to talk about Tom Jones.
Yo, what's up, Kamish? So, this is Delvin from Palm Harbor. And so I'm waking up Saturday. It's really nice. You know, it's 9 o'clock in the morning. And I'm like, hey, you know, it's going to be awesome. You know, I got a fucking podcast I got to listen to today. And then suddenly you tweet out like, hey, the fucking Stick Carrier website is fucking going crazy. I was like, why is it going crazy? It's because of this motherfucker Tom Jones. I'm like, what the fuck, dude? Like, who do you cover? Are you covering the rest of the NFC South? Or are you covering the Bucks? Like, what the fuck is this? Dude, this dude says, oh, there's a bunch of questions about shit. Like, running back. Oh, yeah, fucking great job, Tom. You're a fucking detective right there. But then he goes offensive line, like, Donovan Smith and Ellie Marpet, that's all we have. We don't have any more in-depth or anything. Like, what the fuck are you looking at, dude? Have you not been hearing everybody talk about J.R. Sweezy or fucking Kevin Pamphil or anybody? And he goes, oh, defense, you know, Quan Alexander can play a little bit. What the fuck are you watching? And he says, dude, all we've done is draft some guys. Dude. Oh. Then he goes on, oh, kicker. What the fuck do we care about that? Depth, especially a quarterback. Dude, we've been saying, if Jameis goes down, we're fucked anyways. So what does it matter? Holy shit, dude. This dude's a fucking idiot. Fuck you, Tom Jones.
Oh, okay. Yeah, anyone that brings up backup quarterback, just do what our buddy Dave did with Peppers, right? I mean, just anyone that brings up backup quarterback with the Bucks, just say
that. See the first fucker that comes on here and says they want to take Jabril Peppers? Tell them to get the fuck out of here. That guy is going to be a fucking bust.
Yeah, just tell him to get the fuck out of here. If Jameis Winston goes down with an injury, season's over. I don't care who your backup is. And what if Ryan Griffith can just manage the offense? That's all you're asking your backup quarterback to do. Manage the offense. If your starter misses a game or two or three max. If he misses more than three, you might as well just throw in the towel. Right? I mean, come on. This team will go as far as Jameis Winston takes them. Period. That's why it was all about weapons for Winston this offseason. That's it. I mean, it's not that hard to figure out, but for some of you, not all of you, but for some of you, it seems like it's a lot harder than it should be. Stop it. Stop asking about the backup quarterback. Not important in the grand scheme of things. God almighty. Hunter's up with us. Hey, Hunter.
Yeah, Justin, this is Hunter down in Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Listen, man, I've been listening to Bucks Uncensored since you started this podcast. And I'm traveling across the state today, and I thought I'd take a little cruise down memory lane. So I went back to September 5th, 2016. The very first Bucks Uncensored podcast. And let me tell you something, my friend. We judge podcasts in many ways. A good podcast is going to entertain you. A great podcast is going to entertain you, and it's also going to offer you some insight. That podcast exceeds insight, my friend. It extends itself into the realm of forecasting. Your predictions in that podcast and in the next podcast as for the 2016 Bucks was unbelievable. That makes you, and I'm not given to hyperbole here, but that makes you and this podcast the single greatest media publication of all time. And with that, my friend, I'll leave it like this. Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Whoa.
Nailed it.
Hey, I guess that's a clear shot at all the other media members in the area. Wow. Shove that right up your ass. Way to go, Hunter. And I couldn't agree with you more. Javier's up with us. Oh, we all know where he is.
Yeah!
I'm fired up with that intro song. Hey Justin, hey Stick Carriers, what's going on? It's me, Javier from Panama. 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 You know, I gotta set up the whole atmosphere here. I gotta put that epic music in the background. Listen, Justin, what's this I'm reading about the local media calling us out, sending messages like cool it or else? Who the fuck do you think we are? We're the Stick Carriers. We're a devoted, passionate group of individuals united in one single cause, and that's rooting for this fucking epic team called the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. We've never been united this way. This is a movement. This is a revolution. We're recruiting people locally and internationally. We're all focused in this one thing. We want to be a badass crowd for this amazing, badass team. We've been gutted for so many years. 15 years since we won a playoff game. Give me a fucking break. It's our time. And if you're part of the group that's trying to divide us, go fuck yourself. We won't attack, but we'll hold our ground and we'll defend ourselves. Well, that was my best William Wallace battle speech impression from Braveheart. Hope you like it. Guys, support our sponsors, Brocato's, Sports Legends, Before, Headlines Barbershop, JoeBucksFan.com. Keep it safe, have a nice weekend, and as always, right back into this.
Love hearing that puta. I really, really love it. They are trying to divide you, though. They are. That's what's so scary to them, is that, no, Bucks fans aren't supposed to be uniting like this. That's not the way it's supposed to be. But we are. And I just find it very hard to stop it now. Actually, I don't think you can. I think the momentum and the movement is so great that you either have to embrace it, ignore it, or face the consequences. I love saying that. Oh, man.
Commissia, Jay from Highland Ranch, Colorado. First time, long time. 90 seconds on the clock. Let's get it. Roll credits. Before, Braccato, Sports Legends, and Headlines. And thanks for the Facebook acceptance into the Stick Carriers class of Hard Knocks. O.J. Howard, the juice is loose, is all I'm hoping to be screaming as he catches steam routes and breaks a tackle and goes for fucking 30 yards. Having him fall to us at 19 made me higher than the sweet Sheba we got here in Colorado. That and seeing Saints, Panthers, and Falcons fans cry like little fucking baby bitches because they know they're fucked. Now that Tampa is in the NFC South doormat, no more. Biggest offseason game, I'm definitely going to say getting Schmitty back so this defense can actually grow and not learn a new system what seemed like every other motherfucking year when we were down in the dredges of the NFC. Going through coaching changes like a goddamn five-year-old goes through a bag of candy. Running back has me a little worried, but honestly, just keep chucking that fucking rock down their throats and that will open something up. Take what we can and give nothing back. Hope all's well with you and the fellow Stick Carriers. And as always, speak softly, baby. And carry that big motherfucking stick. Mm. Whammy.
Oh, whammy. Whammy to end it. I love that. That's a good ending there. Good ending. Good energy as well. Also with good energy is DJ.
The fuck is up, man? It's DJ in Tampa. This is my first take. And, man, I'm about to go to the gym. I just took my pre-workout, and I just found the best combination, man, for getting motivated before I go to the gym. Take the pre-workout, go on YouTube, find a badass video of Mike Evans catching mad balls, sitting to like some fucking Pirates of the Caribbean style music. My God, that shit got me so fucking pumped up, man. Let's fucking go, dude. Let's fucking go. Shout out all the sponsors, B4, Braccato's, everybody else, man, Sports Legends, all the motherfucking homies out there repping the Stick Carrier movement, Tyrell, Leon, Will, OKC boys, Lou. I love all you guys, man. Even though I never met you guys before, I love your takes, man. Keep that shit up. Let's fucking go. Speak softly, carry a big-ass motherfucking stick. I just crushed it, nailed it, steamrolled it. Fucking peace out, bitches.
Stuck it. Stuck it is another good one. Thanks, DJ. And he mentioned Lou, so that's something.
Justin, Lou and Port Richie. Hey, brother. You know, I just want to take a quick minute, man, and you know, a lot of people coming on with their different issues that they've been having, bro. You know, we all have our issues, man. You know what I'm saying? Whatever they are, man. Whatever they are, man. You know, like I said, I use this podcast right
here. Turn your vibrator off.
I use this podcast right here as therapy, brother. And, you know, I get frustrated with, you know, either the kids, the wife at home, man, you know, whatever it may be, bro. But I would like for all of us to get together and do this one time and have a Luke's therapeutic moment. And if we all can do it, I think it we'd all be better for it, brother. So on three, I would like us to bring it down from deep in our souls. And if you will, say it with me. Let's do a fuck. Here we go. One, two, three. Fuck! Yes, sir. Yes, man. Sir. Let it all out. You'll feel a lot better for it. One more time. Fuck it. Fuck! That's right. All right. I just wanted to do that, man. Maybe, you know, make a cat or two feel a little bit better, brother. And, you know, share my relief, my venting.
Oh.
And maybe you guys could take that and use it from time to time. So anyway, enough of the loose therapeutic moment. B4, Brocados, sports legends, where you eat like a legend and you drink like a fucking champ. Yes, sir. Iris Podcast, Headlines Barbershop. Go see Christian, Rock Riley, and Joe Bucks fan. All right, guys. Always speak softly. And carry that big motherfucking stick!
Okay, Lou. Okay. Lou's therapeutic moment. Minute. Excellent. I feel better now. How do you feel? Feel good? You feel good? Well, that's good. Let's bring in Frank the Tank from old school? I love it.
Commish, it's Frank the Tank out here in Chattanooga, Tennessee with a Bucks take. First and foremost, happy Mother's Day to everyone out there. I know it's got to take some pretty special ladies to raise us stick carriers, so just want to get that out of the way. But Commish, man, I'm absolutely pumped about what Jason Light has done for getting weapons for Winston. I'm roster baiting over what all is going to be out there this coming fall. So, Commish, I got four quick questions for you that have to all do with offense. First one.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Who's getting more touchdowns this year, O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Who's getting more yards, Mike Evans or DeSean Jackson?
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it.
Crushed it!
Yes,
Hughes getting more receptions. Adam Humphries or Chris Godwin. The last one, Kamish.
Great question, Justin.
I'm tweeting it out.
I don't understand Polish.
But the sweating continued.
Thanks, Jason.
I love being with you and answering all your tough questions.
Oh, yeah.
It's a great question.
He's going to be still the tallest of an offense that has big, big height on it. Crushed it!
He's going to be our third down back. Is it going to be a running back that was there last year? Or is it going to be one of our new guys, maybe McNichols? But, Kamish, thanks for all you do, bud. Bricado, sports legends, and go Bucks!
First, that's a first for the podcast. Four questions in one Bucks take. Let's see if we can answer them. O.J. Howard or Cameron Brate, who's got more touchdowns? I'll go O.J. Howard. More yards, Mike Evans or DeSean Jackson? Mike Evans will still be the number one receiver. I think he'll get the most targets over DeSean Jackson. I think DeSean Jackson is slated, right, to miss at least three games. That's kind of his M.O. I think that'll hurt him in total yards for the year, but just having that threat on the field, I think, is going to help Mike Evans on the other side. More receptions, Adam Humphries or Chris Godwin? Give me Humphries. Humphries with a big breakout, even more breakout year. I think he's got a good year in the slot for the Bucks. And final one was third down back. Who's the third down back? If Charles Sims is healthy, he's your third down back. Excellent receiver out of the backfield, just not a feature back that can take it between the tackles. Good questions, though, Frank the Tank. And just made me think of those sweaters, those red sweaters we want to put the Stick Carrier logo on and go march into the game, especially if it's that Monday night game against the Falcons late in the season. It's nighttime, so even the red sweater vest, it's not going to be too hot. It'll be in December. It won't be too hot. So a lot of good things coming from that. All right, a couple more, and then we'll have Johnny B with his segment attacking Tom Jones from the weekend. We'll get Travis on. Hey, Travis, he's back.
What's up, Kamish? It's Travis up in Michigan. This is where I'm sitting with everything that's happened over this weekend. It's been freaking crazy on Twitter. This shit's been lit up. Tom Jones, still fuck you. Whatever that no-name, smug-looking motherfucker who wants to talk shit about us being uneducated, I'll give you that. Granted, I may not have went past a college past my high school degree, but I didn't feel that it was necessary for me to go spend thousands of dollars in school and what other people think I need to know. I am smart enough, however, to not pursue a career in mainstream sports journalism. Fucking hello. Justin, you're not a journalist, are you? No. And you're, what, two, maybe three times as successful as they are right now? At least I got that going for me. I'm done. Like, we're fans, man. What? Temper our expectations? Come the fuck on. I would rather feel the way I felt the last few months going into a season than I did back when we won 10 games and everybody knew it was fucking fake. Nobody thought we were gonna do shit that year. And we won 10 games and it was fun. But what was the next year? Garbage. Followed by garbage, followed by garbage. I'm not so short-sighted as to look into this coming season. I mean, I'm excited, but what the hell do you think we're going to be doing 2 years from now? 3 years from now? Come on, man. We're fans. What do you expect? We are not going to temper our expectations. We're going to demand the most, because that's what we want. Success. So now, please just speak softly, because I will be. Tom Jones, your name will never come out of my mouth again. I'm not paying attention to you. If you have shitty things and you want to get attention by stirring the pot, whatever, man. We're good over here. We're going to speak softly, carry a big motherfucking stick.
Travis with the emotion. Okay. With the emotional words from Saturday's podcast, talking about he's going through a tough time in his life and he said it, I can repeat it, but he's going through a separation, divorce, not seeing his kids and whatnot, and just said that this podcast is something that has really helped him, not only listening to it, but being able to interact with each of you on Twitter and on Facebook. Just so important, just really And I talked about this on Saturday's podcast. You just never know what people are going through, including myself. And so, you know, I use the podcast as therapy, and I think a lot of you use it as therapy as well. And, you know, for the time that we listen to it and interact with each other, we can kind of forget about that shit that's going on in our daily lives. So I hope that you get out of it as much as I do, and we'll continue moving forward. And Travis, again, if and a lot of you have reached out to Travis. Travis, Tyrell, you guys need somebody to talk to. There's thousands of people listening to this right now that would be happy to have a conversation with you. Christian's up, my buddy.
What's up, Commish? Christian Perez back at you here with another Bucks take, bro. I'm not going to be as brash and as crazy and as loud as I usually am, man. This one, that last podcast, man, kind of tugged at my heartstrings a little bit. You know, a lot of people throw around the term brotherhood. A lot of people throw around the term family. And, you know, listening to Tyrell's take and Travis, I believe it was, forgive me if I got the name wrong. So many of you fucking awesome stick carriers out there that I'm still getting to know, but this is as real as it gets. Like, I'm sure all of you feel it out there. This is a brotherhood. This is a family. And it's phenomenal that I get to share the common bond of the team that I love the most, which is the Bucks. But like Justin said, man, we got that group on Facebook. Any of you guys reach out to me, want to talk, grab a beer. That's what we're here for. We're family. It's just insane what this has become. So, speak softly, keep carrying that big motherfucking stick, y'all. I love all you motherfuckers. And I'm proud to say it. I love you all. Mm. Bricados, sports legends, where you eat like a legend and you drink like a champ. Holy shit! That's the first time I get that right without fucking messing it up on the first take. So, yeah. Headlines Barbershop. B4. All that good shit. Love you all. Can't wait till fucking training camp. Believe me, we're planning some shit, guys. Believe me. So when the schedule comes out, I'll be in touch with you motherfuckers on the stick carry group. If you're not a member, what are you doing? Go fucking join already. Later, guys. See y'all next week.
Good job. Good job, Christian. Thanks for helping out as much as you do. Very, very emotional. A lot of love coming from Christian. He loves all of you. All right. One. We got two more. Two more we want to get to. First one being, I want to save him for last. Ah, the hell with it. Here's Will in the Midwest.
Justin! Will in the Midwest, man. Just wanted to chime with a fucking Bucks take, man. Kind of touch on a couple things that's happened over the last couple podcasts. Tyrell, man. Hey, man. You know, I can only imagine what you're going through. You know, I myself am not in an interracial marriage or interracial relationship. However, my sister, who I love dearly, she's married to my brother-in-law, and he's an African-American, and him and her, they both have to deal with that fucking bullshit, you know. And I got niece and nephew who are both mixed, and just even thinking about the thought of them being discriminated on because of that, it just lights a fucking fire in me, dude. So, you know, living in a northeastern Iowa town, my sister and my brother-in-law, they gotta deal with those fucking sideways looks, those old-fashioned motherfucking redneck-ass motherfuckers who frown upon that shit. You know what, dude? And, you know, and this is just the way I kind of look at things, man. I, once again, I can't see it through your eyes, so I'm sorry, but I've always been the type of person, man, you don't like me, fucking blow me, dude. So, you know, fuck them people who think differently of you and your beautiful wife, man. You know, we got your back, bro. All right. So, and then, Travis in Michigan, man, I'm sorry to hear what you're going through, brother, but do remember, man, this is your fucking family, man. The Bucks Uncensored family, the stick carriers, man. If you ever need anybody to talk to, seriously, hit me up on fucking Twitter, Will in the Midwest, man. Big Joker 612, I think it is. Just, you know, fucking hit me up, man. If you ever want to bullshit, you're ever feeling down or anything like that, and you just want to talk Bucks football or anything, hit me up, man. I'm always there. And you too, Tyrell. If you ever need anybody to talk to, man, you just want a fucking ear to have, you know, listen to you, hit me up, man. I'll be there for you. And, you know, I know Tampa Tony, he can vouch for me, man. When his mom was going through some shit, you know, I made sure to keep in touch with him and make sure everything was all right. So what I say is sincere. And when I say I love you, Stick Carries, man, I fucking genuinely mean it. I don't throw that fucking word around, love. I don't. So I'm not a tree-hugging fucking hippie. I'm not, I love you, I love you. No, when I say I fucking love you guys, man, you're my fucking brothers, dude. And, you know, the Bucks fucking is what bonds us together, but we're a, you know, we're a fucking Stick Carrier nation, and we fucking will unite. So I can't wait to meet all you motherfuckers. Seriously, that's the truth. But anyways, shout out to the sponsors, B4, Bricados, Sports Legends Bar and Grill, Christian Headlines Barbershop, Joe Bucks Fan, and the family over there, Ira Kaufman, fucking Stephen Lee. You guys are part of our family as well. But anyways, most of all, Justin, man, thank you for bringing us all together. I love you, brother, man. Keep on doing what you fucking do, man. And go Bucks, baby!
Thanks, Will. Thanks as always. And some of our regulars, Lou with the therapeutic moment, Christian, Will in the Midwest, all getting kind of emotional, because I think when you start to listen to some of these Bucks takes that come in and realize how real and authentic all of this is, it can be a little overwhelming, and it can feel like, and it should, like it's more than just football. It's more than just the Bucks. It feels like we're a family, and that the Bucks are kind of like our family, to where, you know how family is, right? You can pick on each other, but when an outsider picks on your family, that fucking shit doesn't fly. And it kind of feels like the Bucks as an organization and this Stick Carrier movement is kind of one family. And so when one of the media members just bashes the Bucks just to bash them because they need clicks for their website, that shit doesn't fly. And I'm wondering if that's kind of the mindset and mentality that most of us have taken with this Stick Carrier movement. Just kind of throwing it out there to see, you know, how the reaction is. By the way, likely going to record. No, I might record Wednesday's podcast on Tuesday. I think Tuesday night, I don't have anything going on. So I'll record Tuesday night this week. So make sure you get your Bucks takes in before then. All right. Steven will be our last Bucks take for this one, but don't go anywhere. Johnny B's segment, where he tears into a local media member that wrote a negative article about the Bucks, but he won't name the name of the person. But we all know who it is, right? Steven's up. Hey, Steven.
What up, Justin? It's Steven sending in my Bucks take. Like I said before, I don't get on here too much. But I just had to chime in and say, man, something special is happening. This Bucks Uncensored is snowballing into something special. Stick Carriers from everywhere joining. You know, you got Stick Carriers out in California. You got Stick Carriers out in Texas, Midwest. You got Panama City, Panama. I mean, you got Lou. It's crazy, man. And you got new Bucks takes coming in every single week. See, what the thing with these new cats don't know is, I mean, last season, fun as hell. I mean, every week, every Monday, couldn't wait to hear what you had to say after every game. And, you know, the Bucks takes, raw passion from the fans. I fucking loved it, man. Now, this year, I fucked up. Did not go to the draft, but I saw how much fun you guys had. Really regret not going, but seeing all that and seeing what's going on really motivated me, and I want to be a part of this movement. And so I went and got some season tickets. I got one. After listening to this podcast week after week before the draft and after the draft after OJ Howard, it got me pumped up, man. And so I went ahead and did it. And I cannot wait for this season. I hate that it's months away, but yeah, I want to see some Stick Carriers out there. I want to be a part of this thing.
So I'll end it here. I know I'm a little long. I apologize for that. But anyways, speak softly and carry that big motherfucking stick.
Well, Steven, I got news for you. You are in. You are in with the stick carriers. Again, another example. Why the Bucks love us and don't love the media, okay? I mean, he just bought it. He bought season tickets because of the podcast. So what's my commission on that? Yo, yo, pick me up. Work on commission. Steven, good to hear that that positive feedback, and we look forward to seeing you at the draft party next year and at all our events coming up. We're going to have a ton of events. We're really going to build this and keep the momentum. And just imagine for a moment if you came to the draft party and how quickly everyone bonded with each other. Wasn't that amazing? It was just amazing. Now imagine doing that a second time and a third time. You don't have to bond immediately anymore. You've already bonded. It's just going to be like every week or every event, it's going to be like, hey, and it's just going to be a party. It's going to be a shit show. It really is. It's going to be a blast. So just get ready. Get ready, because this might be the best football season you ever take part in. I'm just going to say, save some money. Save some money, and let's make this the best football season we've ever had. Deal? Deal. That's going to do it for this podcast. Hopefully you enjoyed it. Again, let's not harp on the negative column. There's no reason to. All I did was put us on the map a little bit more. All it did was excite even more people to join the stick carrier movement, to join on Facebook, to follow on Twitter, to put hashtag stick carrier in their profile. Let's just ride this wave, continue to build, and continue to talk Buccaneer football. You can send your Buck Stakes in, you email, or you record it on your phone and email it to BucksUncensored@gmail.com. That's BucksUncensored@gmail.com. On Wednesdays, barring any unforeseen story that might pop up, Wednesday's podcast, we will talk about how Jason Light is putting together a championship roster right before our eyes. And that's my opinion. How dare I say something positive about the Bucks? I wonder if that'll get me clicks on my podcast. Oh, fuck you. That's going to do it, though, for me. Make sure you check out the Bucks Uncensored podcast 3 times a week. Mondays, Wednesdays, and Saturdays, JoeBucksFan.com. It's there first thing in the morning. And if you subscribe on iTunes, Podcast Addict, or Podbean, you will then have an opportunity to listen to it on your mobile device, because it'll download there automatically. So enjoy it there. Follow me on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. I'm not really on Facebook all that much when it comes to my commish page anymore, because I'm so much on the stick carrier page under my own Facebook account, my Justin Pulowski personal account, which, by the way, if you follow me there, I really only post personal stuff there. So I don't know if you really want that look into my personal life, and I don't post all that much stuff there. So anyway, it's at Commish Online, Instagram, and Twitter, and Facebook, although I never post there. Stick Carriers on Facebook. Search for that, for the group, so that you can be a part of the group. And I'm on Snapchat if you want to get with me there. It's jpulowski324. Have a wonderful couple of days. Next podcast comes out Wednesday. We dive into the roster. You're going to love, love, love what I have to say there. And who knows, we might even have a guest joining us on Wednesday as well. But as always, I want to leave you with one little saying that was said by our fearless leader and the godfather himself, Dirk Cutter, but said in a much sexier voice.
Speak softly and carry a big motherfucking stick.
Whoa. Nailed it.
In 3, 2, 1. Another Johnny B. Meltdown.
All right. Well, This is a different kind of meltdown. I've talked about anything from traffic to cashiers pissing me off. Whatever bothers me during the week to the point that it's in my head is what I usually like to meltdown on. And sometimes people can share in my frustration. A lot of times people can share in my frustration because it's something that bothers a lot of people. Today,
truth,
it's a lot of people. Why? Because I'm a Bucks fan. I'm a real Bucks fan. A real deal Bucks fan. Born and raised in Tampa. Grew up in Seminole Heights in Ybor City. I've loved the Bucks since their conception.
One of those words.
All deceptions. And you know what? That doesn't make me super special because I've loved them since they first came into the league when I was 4 years old. I almost remember that. I kind of do. My earliest memories are 1978-79 when he started turning the corner, and I remember my parents being super excited. I remember going to the stadium and watching them lose in the NFC Championship game and crying in the car on my way home at 7 years old. But I digress. That's not what this meltdown is about. This meltdown is about certain members of the media here in Tampa. And it's unorthodox for me to attack what is essentially a colleague.
Yeah.
Because I am a member of the media. But I'm a member of Real Raw Radio, 102.5 The Bone, where we give you Real Raw Radio. That's why it's our moniker. But it seems to be some people just love to do the old school, play devil's advocate, really push the buttons of people. And it's really just clickbait. They need people to click on their website. And I'm not talking about a radio personality anymore. I'm talking about a writer that is well-respected, used to be, and well-known, sadly, in the Tampa Bay area. I don't know this person personally. Almost everybody I know does. But I do know I am a member of a very passionate community of Buccaneer fans. We call ourselves stick carriers. Why do we call ourselves stick carriers? Because...
what's in your hand?
That's my stick. It's my big old fat mother effing stick.
Yeah!
We call ourselves stick carriers because of the Godfather, the coach of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Dirk Cutter. After a huge victory last year, if you weren't paying attention, you weren't listening, he had the quote of the year for any coach. And it got us fired up. It brought everybody together. Buccaneer fans, new fans, old fans, doesn't matter. If you have a common interest, a common love for the Bucks, a positive love for the Bucks, then you're a stick carrier. And it brought us all together when Dirk Cutter had that locker room speech. And he said these words right here, and if you were listening, it got you fired up immediately. But if you're a Bucks fan, you know.
Yeah, you softly carry a big motherfucking stick.
Speak softly, but carry a big mother effing stick. Our coach said that. That is a fire the Bucks have needed for over a decade.
I thought that was Teddy Roosevelt.
Kind of. Yes.
I think it was.
It was originally.
Okay, I'm just saying.
Shut up.
Oh, jeez.
Sorry. My point is, that's what the Bucks needed. The Bucks needed that fire. They needed that. That's what John Gruden brought to the Bucks. Whether people loved John Gruden or hated John Gruden, Tony Dungy was awesome, but we needed that fire. And that is what Dirk Cutter has brought to the team. So, true Buck fans have all come together, and we have this stick carrier movement that is happening in the Tampa Bay area that has blown up to thousands and thousands and thousands of people. I am proud to say that I am a stick carrier. We get on Twitter and we hashtag stick carrier, and look, the beauty of being a stick carrier, being a real Bucks fan, is it's anybody from any background, any ethnicity, any religious background. It's not even people who live in Tampa. There's stick carriers in Panama, in Canada, in Europe, England, all over the place, because people really, really love the Bucks. And this guy, I'm not going to say his name. I'm just not. I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to say his name. It's wrong.
You want me to say it? Watch
you. I'm not going to say it. It's wrong. It's wrong to even say his name.
Who sings that song?
I don't care. Look, I'm not going to say his name. But it just seems like he is just trashing a little bit too much. And I get it. I get it. Not everybody wants the positive news. But you know what? Right now, we are in a renaissance where the Bucks are coming up out of the cellar for the first time in a long time on a national level. We have Hard Knocks coming in, which is an HBO documentary series where they focus on one team. And if you're wondering why I'm explaining, if you're first time listener to the show, Anna knows nothing about sports.
That's fake news. I know a lot about sports.
Zero about sports.
A lot about sports.
You don't. You're adorable. You know a lot about other things.
I am adorable.
You are very cute. Anyway, let me goddamn meltdown.
Sorry.
So the Bucks are on the rise on the national level. We get crapped on 24/7 by the national media and sadly by the local Bucks media. Way too much. There's hardly any positive news. And look, we're not these soft soccer moms that need to be coddled and handled with kid gloves. We understand if there's negative news to be told, tell the negative news. But don't make up negative news. Don't strive to find the worst thing and what isn't even a fine example. And this is when this guy, I'm not saying his name, he's not going to do it, when he really came to the limelight and really started being hated by stick carriers and Buck fans alike, Jameis Winston, when he went to talk to the elementary school a few months ago, and it came to light that he told a girl, told the girls in the classroom that they needed to speak quietly and be gentle and all that because he was trying to motivate a kid in the classroom that was kind of bored and not paying attention. His goal was not to diss all the ladies out there.
It wasn't sexist.
It wasn't. Jameis Winston's a good kid, and nobody's been able to find anything bad to say about him since he came into the league, even though everybody predicted he was going to be a giant piece of crap, and he has been nothing but exemplary. He's been probably the best person in the NFL. He's amazing. He's a great quarterback. He's a great leader. He inspires people 15 years older than him to play better football, and he goes around and he does things in the community during the offseason when most football players are sitting on the couch playing Madden and going out and having fun and taking their shirts off on boats and doing whatever they need to do. Jameis is out there doing things in the community, and he gets crapped on by a local writer who I won't say his name. But it's very annoying to me, and it gets under my skin, and it gets under real Bucks fan skins. And now people are writing things, nobody in particular, but people are writing things about bandwagon jumpers, like, oh, pump the brakes on the bandwagon. Whoa, number one, I hate bandwagon. I hate the term bandwagon. If you want to be a new follower of the Bucks, if you want to be a new fan of the Bucks, why not invite what you call a bandwagon jumper? Bring them all in. I don't care. If you want to stop loving the Cowboys tomorrow and be a Bucks fan, bring it.
I think the term bandwagoner can be, and I'm kind of on board with you. I do not like the term, but it does apply to those people that only cheer for their team when they're winning.
Good.
And do nothing but break you down when you're losing.
Like, well, look,
kicking a guy when they're down.
Look. Well, they suck. Like, if you want to be negative, that's one thing. Yeah. But if you want to be a new fan of somebody because they're actually doing well, I get it. You're not as good a fan as a diehard that follows them when they're losing.
Yeah.
Because I have walked into that stadium when we're 0-10, when we're 0-7, just as excited to watch my team play any time. I've been a season ticket holder forever. I've walked in with that glowing orange in my face when it wasn't sexy. Now it's sexy. And ate it up. I've always been there for them. I'm one of those guys. It's fine. And I get pissed off when they're doing bad. And I'll say something when they're doing bad. I'm not afraid to voice my opinion when the team isn't really working towards being a great team. But the last couple of years, you can't really say that this team isn't trying. From an organizational standpoint, they're doing everything a team is supposed to do to bring a winning franchise to their community. They're going out, getting the coaches they need, getting the players they need, signing the free agents, drafting like champions, getting the best GM we've ever had. And I thought Rich McKay was amazing back in the day. But we are doing everything we can. And guess what? The results are showing. We go from 6-10 to 9-7, and now nationally everybody is on board. Why are they on board? Because the Bucks are doing everything they're supposed to do. They have the right chemistry, the right players. They're cutting players that are bad attitudes, and they're signing people that are good people that have potential to get W's in the win column. So why the negative? Why the negativity? Why? Because people, he knows, I'm not saying any names, that people are going to see the headline and go, what's this effing crap all about? Watch you, pussycat. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And then they're going to get on it. They're going to get more frustrated. And they're going to say his name out loud more often. And it's going to get more publicity and more people clicking on ads. What's new? What's a cat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. And it's annoying. It's annoying, and it really pisses me off. It really pisses me off. And look, I am a little bitty flea on the big old back fur of Tampa media. I am nothing. I am a nighttime radio guy during the week. I'm a weekend radio guy in on the weekend. But I am a stick carrier. I am a real Bucks fan. I am somebody that gets pissed off, and thank God I have a voice. I have a radio program. I'm able to say it. And if I get backlash because I'm attacking a fellow media member, good. I don't even care. I don't care. But I'm going to say it out loud. I'm going to speak for the stick carriers out there that we want to rise up as a positive fan base. We don't want to be these jerks that dump our team because there's some reason to dump our team. We're going to be there no matter what.
There's a difference between, you know, obviously there's no such thing as a perfect football team.
No!
Okay, but there's a difference between how you approach bringing up the negatives or saying, hey, this is what they did, this is what they did well, but it seems like sometimes this particular individual only wants to highlight the
bad. Yes!
Yeah.
And that's with all of our local franchises, it seems to me.
Yeah. What's new? What's a
cat? Where's the write-ups when we're kicking ass? Like, by the way, in the offseason, look, there's a whole nother game of football that happens off the field. Yep. And that's what's been happening since that last game when we beat the Carolina Panthers. Yeah, free agency. Nailed it, right? Chris Baker, DeShaun Jackson. We get another safety. We are nailing it. The draft. Crushed it.
Don't forget Nick Folk.
Thank you. I was also, and I'm trying to think of the safety's name we got from Dallas, and I'm brain farting that too. But we killed it. We killed it in the offseason, doing everything we can do to make the team better. So where are those positive write-ups? Where is that happening at? And I'll go back to making fun of bandwagons and people. I want all of them. I want anybody who wants to be a Bucks fan now to join.
Because
that is more.
Yeah, even me.
If I can get you in a Buccaneer jersey, if I can put you in a Quan Alexander jersey and put you up in that stadium during a game, that's one more red, one more pewter jersey that's not a Giants jersey or a Patriots jersey in Raymond James Stadium. I'll take every bandwagon jumper or however you say it. I'll take it right now, and we will embrace him in the stick carrier movement, because guess what? By beginning of the season, middle of the season, there's going to be 20,000 stick carriers in that stadium, and we're going to be a rabid fan base that everybody in the nation is going to recognize. Nobody is going to ignore us, because it's gotten to the point where we have finally come together online and through my buddy Justin Pulowski's podcast. People are really starting to understand what it is to be a positive fan base that really loves their team. And that's what Tampa's needed for a long, long time. And if you're talking about bandwagons, how many people that live in New England knew who Steve Grogan was that are fans now?
Yeah.
Right? I remember when the Patriots had an empty stadium. I remember in the early 90s, after they went through that spell, when the Bears came in and kicked their crotch in the Super Bowl, they didn't know where's all the Patriot fans? There was none. There was hardly anybody there. But they put a team together, and now they've been a dynasty for over 20 years. Their fan base is great. You see anybody making fun of their fan base? Everybody thinks they're the greatest. There's only a handful of real solid fan bases that have been around forever. Green Bay Packers, Chicago Bears, I hate to say it, Dallas Cowboys. They've been around forever. They fill their stadium. That's the way it is. But you know what? We have them here, but we get made fun of. We get called bandwagon jumpers. It's fine. But how about you write something else?
Yeah.
How about you don't crap on Jameis Winston, because you're turning people against you and they're tired of it. People are tired of it. And guess what? When the only way they're going to read your story is by clicking on it, they decide not to click on it anymore. It's not good for you.
Is there something wrong with your computer?
It just keeps doing that. I don't know.
Are you singing that song again?
I'm not good with computers.
Yeah. Anna, this is our new pussy problems intro.
I guess.
You know that?
You guys have pussy problems too?
727-579-1025. Yeah, do you still have that cat at your house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that what that smell is?
You gotta sell it. You gotta sell the cat.
I don't even like it.
Probably get a few dollars for it. No, it's bad.
It smells really bad.
It does. What is it? A calico? Did you adopt that thing?
No, it just showed up on my doorstep.
It's gross.
Has spots all over it.
Look.
Oh boy.
Bumps.
Boy.
smells like trash.
I'm excited about the Bucks.
I never clean it.
I couldn't be more excited. Don't let it crawl in a wall here or something. That'd be bad.
I hate you so much right now, Anna. So there you go. I am proud to say I'm a stick carrier. I am proud to say I'm with that community. And if you want to talk negative about the Bucks, there's going to be a backlash. People aren't going to like you, and that's just the way it's going to be. Sorry, but that's just the way it is. If they give you a reason to be negative, if you want to write about somebody wanting to poop in the back of a cop car, right away. Just write. Get your pen out, your paper, your old school typewriter, and start plucking away at the keys, because that is a story that deserves to be written. But if you're trying to find negativity and what is really, really a positive thing that's happening right now, I'm not a fan.
Nope.
Just not a fan. It's sad to me.
Here we go!
Bucks Uncensored.